You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, you're listening to South Florida's Business Station, 880 The Biz. This is Freed on Business. I'm Jim Freed, and we're with Wanda Miles. We're interviewing Kim Garcia. She's the SVP of VaynerMedia. We're talking about their awesome event that Wanda, myself, and a number of my friends are going to be attending. It's the second annual Agent 2021. It's a one-day conference educating real estate, auto, insurance, and mortgage agents and brokers about social media and digital marketing innovation. I can't wait. I got thousands of followers, and I'm ready to learn more. Kim, what am I going to learn?
Yeah, amazing. Well, you're going to learn. You're definitely going to learn about personal branding. It really depends on your industry. So we have each industry is sort of tailored towards business challenges within those industries, and how digital and social can sort of help solve some of those challenges.
Sure.
So every industry is going to get Instagram Story School. Every industry is going to get a State of the Union for that specific industry within the social landscape. So what platform should you be paying attention to? What are some emerging platforms that maybe haven't hit your radar yet that you might want to test and learn with? So all of those are going to be tailored specifically to industries. And then for mortgage, we're going to be doing how to use digital to generate leads, how to storytell for transparency. We're going back to obviously what we spoke about before the break was, you know, making sure that you're transparent, making sure you're authentic as a personal brand, but then also your business. So we're gonna bring some of our top creatives in and teach how to sort of storytell within the digital space. Obviously, lead generation is a huge thing in mortgage and real estate. How to use social cues to understand if someone's in the market to maybe need insurance or
Their social feed and checking that out?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this is really, really cool because that's one of the things I really don't understand is how to mine social media. I know how to broadcast. Not too many people talk back and forth. And I really, really do want to learn. You know, my wife knows how to do it, but I don't know how to tell an Instagram story or any of that other stuff. And my wife loves this stuff. She's addicted. I actually have to tell her, honey, please put that down and talk to me now.
I may have heard that one or two times in my life.
But my wife's an adult. Come on.
I'm an adult.
Oh, wait. I thought you. Oh, gosh. You're right. Okay. Yes, I got. I thought you were saying you said that to your kids.
No.
Oh, my gosh. No, oh, see, now you've made me embarrassed twice. You're setting the record. Three's the record. Two. A couple people done it twice. You can do for three. You got 10 minutes to go for three. Let's roll.
Good. It's funny. Instagram Stories is a build on last year. So last year, Facebook was involved. They're coming back again, as I mentioned, and they're going to be doing Instagram Stories. Right now, Instagram Stories, if you're a brand or a personal brand, it is an incredible ROI for the dollar spent. So we really want our attendees to walk away with really strong knowledge on how to storytell within the Instagram story space.
Also, I want to learn what's coming next because I want to be there before other people. See, that's how I got at Jim Freed. That's how I got at Freed on Business. I am Jim Freed 1 on Instagram because I lagged. But everybody with the name Jim Freed hates me. They're on page 4.
Well, funny enough, I have the Twitter handle K-pop.
Oh, I love that.
Korean pop is a big thing now. I'm getting, my brand is getting usurped. But when I joined Twitter in 2005, Korean pop was not an international sensation, and now it is. And so I have a lot of people wanting my Twitter
handle. And so are you. Yeah, your handle's for sale, I guess. Cool. I don't know. But then now you're going to rebrand yourself.
I know. It's been a struggle. Twitter said that they couldn't help me out, so that I could give up the handle if I wanted. But I'm like, this is my brand.
Funny. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. You've spent 13 years building that brand. You've got thousands of followers and everything. No way you give that up. That's you, Kim. That's
you. No, I was K-pop before K-pop.
There you go. Exactly. Oh, I love that. That's awesome. Now, Wanda, you're Wanda Miles.
Yes, I am.
I love your avatar. You got to teach me to make a good avatar.
Oh, that's an app.
I know it's Bitly, but Bitmoji.
Bitmoji.
Okay, well maybe Bitmoji.
Bitmoji. Yeah.
There you go. But listen, I want to know who's going to be. We're going to have Gary's going to talk, which I got to hear Gary. Oh. We're going to have John Henry. I got confused on who John Henry was because I'm a baseball fan.
So excited.
Tell me about John Henry.
Yeah, so John Henry is a partner in Harlem Capital. He's also going to be a host of a show called The Hustle on Viceland, which is coming out.
Right.
He is a young, scrappy hustler entrepreneur who has an incredible story. He's a Florida native, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, cool.
Currently lives in Harlem, New York. He sold his first company, which I believe was a laundromat, before the age of 30, and has just continued to figure out and navigate the business world. And as I mentioned, now is a partner in Harlem Capital. So I think his story is going to really resonate with a lot of, obviously, these individuals that are either starting in business, growing their business, or have plateaued and need to figure out what is the next push for themselves. And so I think he's going to be really insightful in that way. And he's, to be honest, like, I would say, you know, we try to vet our speakers really hard, and we really want them all to just be good people. And he is an incredible person, and I'm so happy that he's part of our lineup this year.
Oh, I am so excited to meet him. And let me tell you, one of the reasons why I think it's important for entrepreneurs, no matter what phase they're in, to go to an event like this, is to surround yourself with other entrepreneurs, because one of the things that you need to do is to build your resiliency. And one of the ways you build resiliency is to surround yourself with like-minded individuals that believe in you.
Yep.
And this event will be filled with people like that. Hey, Kim, how do people find out info? We haven't even gotten to that.
Yeah, so if you go to agent2021.com, there's the schedule, there's the speakers and all their bios. You can purchase tickets there. For your listeners, actually, we created a unique code that will that will get almost nearly a 40% discount if they use the word locals. Locals with an S.
Okay.
When they go to purchase tickets, if they type in the code locals with an S, they will receive almost a 40% discount on tickets.
Wow. Thank you.
For your listeners.
Yeah, I have friends who are disappointed to hear that. They paid full price already. Sorry, Lubby. But you can come with me, and we'll meet Gary together, and we'll go to the Facebook thing and have a great time.
Very exciting.
My friend Adam Lubkin, he told me about this. He's in a thing where they get together once a month for social media. He eats this stuff up. He eats it alive.
Yeah.
I hope that whole group is going, because it's great.
It's awesome. To your earlier point, I think this conference is unique in that it brings these four verticals together. And last year we heard that attendees wanted more networking breaks because, to your point, there's so much like-mindedness happening, and they're looking to obviously network for biz dev purposes, but also just to get the support and the guidance, because they're very similar minded individuals that are facing similar struggles in entrepreneurship, navigating the social landscape. And so this is one conference that actually brings together four different but related industries. And so we saw a lot of positive feedback around that element alone.
I think it's going to be great. I do a lot of business with Warren Henry. I go to their events because all the high net worth people and folks that buy their cars need mortgages. I mean, come on. It's really reasonable to understand. And the guys that sell autos, well, they need insurance. You know, so it all does make sense to me. And they're all information based sales that take a while to build a relationship, get the information flow going. And I think that that's really important. And those are the skills that are going to be taught at this event. No?
Yep, exactly. And I think that traditionally these four industries have been slower to adopt social and digital media practices because it has been much more of a relationship game. And so being able to understand how there's still a human element to social media, and it's not just bots speaking to you. I think that's what's so critical. So the folks that are attending this event and attended last year are open-minded to trying new techniques, and they're, to be frank, they're going to eat traditional marketers lunch in their industry.
I love it. You know, one of the things that I actually love is that somebody can purchase another ticket for their videographer and have the videographer follow them, and people go, why would you do that? Let me tell you, I did that at an event once. Johnny followed me. Did you remember that? I had a guy that did that. And not only do you create great content, but you create a ripple effect in the room, too. It's a tremendous benefit. And there's all these VIP. Tell me, we only got about a minute and a half left. Tell me about, like, people can meet them, do VIP dinners. This is great. We only scratched the surface.
Yeah, so the day before, for VIP ticket holders, you get to have, you're going to be having dinner with Gary. The videographer package is really great. It's unique to this conference. I've not seen any other conference do that.
Amazing.
Because of the Gary Vee content model.
Amazing.
Of having a videographer really document your story and your journey is so important for content creation and brand building, that we wanted to make, instead of buying two tickets, we wanted to make it a little bit more palatable to bring your videographer to participate. So yeah, the VIP dinner is going to be phenomenal. The general reception the night before, so that attendees can meet and greet and spend time together before jumping into the day, is going to be important and critical. And so, yeah, we're super excited. The quality speaker we have this year is incredible. Last year we had amazing talent. This year we've leveled up even more. So I'm excited about this event. I'm excited to meet a bunch of folks down there.
Oh, Kim Garcia, I can't wait to shake your hand and get the electrical shock that must come with it. You're amazing. Absolutely
you so
terrific.
I'm excited to meet you in person.
Oh, my gosh. Now, let's wrap up by telling people again how they can get information on the event and about if you're a local, you got a benefit. Listen up.
Yep, agent2021.com. You can also hit me up on Twitter at kpop. You can also email me at kgarcia@vaynermedia.com. And if you're going to buy tickets, which you should hopefully know by now, use the code LOCALS with an S and get your discount for listening to Jim's show.
Okay, now Beth Azor, who's with Get Beth Azor, says everybody needs to attend. Last year, only 4 commercial agents attended. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. That's right, Beth. Kim Garcia, awesome. She'll be there on a VIP ticket.
We know Beth.
Beth, I know Beth
yes,
is tremendous. I love Beth. Beth has been a regular on our show. We love her to death. And I want to thank you, Kim Garcia, for being here with us today and helping bring this positive energy event to our attention. And everybody listening, try to go to the event. Try to attend the event. Look it up. It's an awesome event. Even if you just go and look at the website and find out the speakers and look them up and follow them, get in this and then go next year. Get started. Do something to
That's
change
great.
Your life for the better now. Agent 2021. What's the email again?
kgarcia@vaynermedia.com. agent2021.com is where all the programming and tickets are. And if you're in Miami Gardens at Agent 2021, come and say hello to me, please.
Oh, Kim. Oh, Kim, you're electric. Can't wait to meet you and the rest of the team. Wanda will be there. I'll be there with all my friends. Beth will be there. I'll be there. Lots of folks will be there. You better be there, too. Kim, can't wait to say hi.
Jim and Wanda, thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Oh, yeah. Wanda, take it away. We got Nikki holding, right?
No.
Not yet?
I call, okay.
Well, who's holding?
Nobody's holding.
It looks like somebody's holding.
No, that's Kim.
Oh, okay. Well, let's rock on. Nikki will be
Ignore
with us in a minute.
Ignore the phone system. I'll take care of that.
You take care of everything. You make me look good. Everything. You're the best.
It's a grooving land. I can show you how to use it. Come along with me and put your mind at ease. Less conversation, a little more action. All this time, the patient ain't satisfaction in me.